So I am with Stu McKenzie, is that right?
That's right.
You're the singer. And you're the singer of King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
You got it. That's the one.
Okay.
Hey, hey.
How do you feel before your concert?
I feel good. Just ate some good food. So, you know, I'm feeling good. Had a beer. I'm excited. Good to be in Montreux.
How do you prepare yourself before the show?
I don't really do anything. Maybe I should. I literally don't do anything. I don't have any preparation at all. I just go get my shit ready and plug my guitar in and play. That's it.
Okay, it just comes naturally.
I guess so, yeah. I don't know. I think I'd probably get too nervous if I had some kind of like ritual or something. I'd probably just overthink it or something. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for you, it's like a natural state to be in a rock band and it's your life and that's all?
Yes and no. I feel like it's natural to like play music with your friends and that sort of thing, but it's not like the only thing that is important in life, that's for sure. Yeah.
Okay, you play psychedelic rock or garage rock?
I guess so, yeah, somewhere in that zone.
How would you describe it?
I've always called it garage rock, but lately, I guess, it's been, people have been saying it's more psychedelic. To me, it's still just garage rock. It's still just energy kind of music, as opposed to sort of like big walls of sound or anything like that. It's garage rock. Yeah, to me.
And what do you like in this style of music?
I just like that it's about the sort of vibe, and it's about kind of the energy of the thing rather than some technical sort of, it's just low pretentiousness music to me. It's just easy, it's fun, it's just about enjoying it.
And have fun with the public, because we saw on your Facebook page some photos of you like crowd surfing or something like that.
Yeah, I guess, for me, I have the most fun when they're having the most fun. So I guess it's a two-way thing, yeah.
Have you had like a really weird experience with your public or something that touched you?
Weird experience. I really wish I could think of something weird. I can't think of something. Maybe I'll come back to it. I'll keep it in the back of my head.
Yeah, you've been touring in Europe and in the whole world. You've been to Iceland, to Portugal, to Switzerland, to United States. Tell us more about that life.
I guess over the last 2 years or so, we've been touring pretty flat out. For at least like 3 years or so before that, we were kind of touring around Australia and around that sort of area of the world, but on a smaller scale, you know. We were trying to make records and record and be creative as well, and sort of been still trying to do that while we tour so much, which is hard, but you sort of find ways in life to fit things in when you get busier. I think that's sort of like universal. When you get older, you just try and cram more things in. But yeah, I think that's kind of what touring so much is kind of all about. It's just sort of being really busy, but trying to find ways to enjoy yourself as much as possible and be productive in some way as well. Yeah.
And all these tours have been productive. Will you release an album soon? Or
yeah, we'll release an album later in the year, hopefully by the end of the year. But we recorded that in Australia actually, while we had a break over our summer, which is winter here, like over sort of January, February kind of time, which was like the first sort of break we'd had in a real long time. But yeah, we've recorded kind of in New York and sort of in the tour sort of schedule as well. But yeah, just kind of finding time to do stuff. It's hard, yeah.
You've been elected as best band by the Age Music Victoria Award. Is that correct? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I don't know, that's like an Australian award. I didn't even remember what that was specifically, but it's flattering, I guess. That's cool. Yeah, I don't really know what to say about that.
I feel like I don't know.
Sounds like arrogant or something if I talk about it, but I don't really even know what that was. Yeah, but it's cool. Flattering.
So for you, all the awards, all competitions or something like that are not that important for you.
I mean, it's nice to be recognized, but yeah, mostly what's just important is just playing music for people or making records or recordings for people. That's where I draw my enjoyment from. And, like, you know, where you feel sort of the most fulfilled, I think. Yeah.
And have you seen the Rock Cave where you will play?
Yeah. We did a sound check, and I was watching this band who are playing now. I was watching them. It's cool. It's like a really awesome little spot. So it's going to be a fun show, I think. Yeah.
Do you remember now about an experience with your public?
This is kind of like a rude one? Like a sort of like a rude one? I crowd surfed the other day somewhere. I can't remember where it was. And everyone, there was a bunch of young men up the front, and they kept, while I was sort of like on top of them, sort of with my whole body spread out over them, they were yelling out, "Oh, touch his dick, grab his dick. And I was like, "Oh, it's kind of weird." And so, yeah, that's what I can think of right now. That was kind of strange. But good on him. Good luck to him.
And how did you get your injury there at the eye?
I didn't get bashed up or anything. I was clowning around with the other guys, and I piggybacked on his back, and we just collapsed, and my face went like right into the pavement, like just like that. And I was like fully concussed. I was like, oh, didn't like know what my name was and stuff, but it's fine now. It looked a lot worse. It was kind of embarrassing. It's been embarrassing because everyone thinks I'm like a thug, but I'm just a nice guy.
I have a last question. So we saw on your Facebook page a photo of you with a NASA outfit.
All right.
Can you explain it to us?
Ambrose, the harmonica player, bought it for me because I always wear a NASA jumper. Because I just have a NASA jumper, and so he just found it at some shop and bought it, and so I wore it for a few shows as a bit of a novelty gag. Yeah, there's not much to it. Yeah.
Very I just nice. Thought it was cool.